You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded on Sundays at the 11 a.m. Mass at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Columbia, Illinois. For more information on Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer, and now, enjoy the podcast.
Know, dear brothers and sisters, that as we have rejoiced at the Nativity of our Lord Jesus Christ, so by leave of God's mercy, we announce to you also the joy of his resurrection, who is our Savior. On the 13th day of February will fall Ash Wednesday, and the beginning of the fast of the most sacred Lenten season. On the 31st day of March, you will celebrate with joy Easter Day, the Paschal Feast of our Lord Jesus Christ. On the 12th day of May will be the Ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ. On the 19th day of May, the Feast of Pentecost. On the 2nd day of June, the Feast of the Most Holy Body and Blood of Christ. On the 1st day of December, the first Sunday of the Advent of our Lord Jesus Christ, to whom is honor and glory forever and ever. Amen.
And all of these great feasts just proclaimed will be celebrated in our new church. 3 weeks from today, we will celebrate our dedication. Yes, we still have lots of work to complete, but a lot is being accomplished each day now. Tomorrow, the new pews arrive. Just this past week, the fixtures are being installed in the restrooms. So hopefully there will be no more long lines for the single restroom we have here. One of these fixtures that included the restrooms is the electric hand dryers. Now, I'm conducting an investigation to find out who the culprit was that taped a hand-printed sign on one of the new hand dryers that said, "Push button for a brief message from our pastor." We'll be taking handwriting samples after Mass. Building a new church is a very exciting, challenging, and historical adventure. But hopefully, as you've heard me say many times before, building church, that is, building a more vibrant and active community of faith, to me is even more exciting and more challenging, and something that we must do every year, and not just every 150 years, like when we build a church building. And hence, building church is always my first priority. Indeed, our new church building will give us new opportunities to make this happen. But in the end, only we can make it happen. Not the building itself. And that's why we have entered into our full stewardship initiative at the beginning of this new year, and as we prepare to enter a new church building, an opportunity for us to continue to become more vibrant and to thrive as a community of believers. As we're reminded on this epiphany that the Magi brought their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, and through stewardship we make a commitment to bring our gifts of time, talent, and treasure to the one who is our God. It is against this backdrop that I'd like to focus upon two words in today's Epiphany Gospel. In the last line of the passage of today's Gospel, Matthew writes, "And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way." Another way. These are the two words I want to invite all of us to focus upon this epiphany. The word epiphany means to reveal, to make manifest. The story of the Magi is recorded in only one of the four Gospels, and it is filled with symbolism. The Magi, the gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, the star, all have symbolic meaning. This does not mean that the story is not an actual event, but simply that this event has a deeper spiritual meaning beyond itself. And so too, I think, with these last two words, another way, there is an important meaning below the surface. Certainly, the Magi wanted to avoid Herod at all costs on their way home. But beyond this, I think Matthew may be trying to tell us that one cannot behold the light made manifest in Bethlehem without realizing that through Jesus, God is calling us to another way. We are all impacted by the culture in which we live. We live in a consumer culture that stresses that more is better, while the simple truth is that the more people have, the unhappier people seem to be. Depression and suicide rates have never been higher. People want bigger and better homes than ever, and we have more broken homes than ever. We are able to combat the pollution of our environment, but we ignore the pollution of our souls. We have conquered outer space, but not our inner space. We have more time-saving technological devices than ever, but we seem to have less time than ever before. No time to pray, no time to go to church. We can travel across the world in a few hours, but we don't have time to travel across the street to meet our neighbor. People spend hours making friends on Facebook, Twitter, email, and texting, but everyone seems more lonely than ever. Does it seem like maybe we need an epiphany, a revelation that maybe God is calling us to travel another way? Where is the way that our culture is leading us? Is it the way that God has revealed to us through the one born in Bethlehem? The genius of the church is that we have always been countercultural, believing that God's truth is indeed another way that does not change with the times. The way we present that truth may change with the times so that we can speak to people where they are, but the truth itself does not change. Jesus' message, and hence that of the church, is that less is more. Relationships are more important than things.
pollution of the soul is more deadly than anything else. Faith, not material things, is our greatest treasure. And that being a busy Martha is not always a virtue. There's an old Chinese proverb that says, if we don't change our direction, we are likely to end up where we are headed. Do we like the direction that we are going in? Is there another way God is calling us to take? Another way. Two words for all of us to ponder this Epiphany.